Once again, today is Lincoln County Commissioner Kent Conley. Commissioner, good morning. How are you today?
Good, Duke. Looks like a nice morning out there, more like springtime, but we could still use a little more snow.
Yeah, yeah, a complete 180 from last year's winter, that's for sure. Well, Commissioner Conley, we appreciate you taking some time with us today with our monthly update from the commission. A couple of things I wanted to bring up that we haven't had an update on in a while from the commission that we had talked about previously. The Rocky Mountain Power has that transmission line that's expected to cut through western Wyoming, and they had original plans to go through pretty close to Cokeville. Now, you guys were trying to get that maybe moved south a little bit. Give us a brief background on that and then tell us where things are at.
The Cokeville Gateway West Transmission is what they refer to it as. They will start having their public meetings on it this summer. And so that's moving ahead. We are still pushing to keep that in what's known as the corridor. And they have come up with an alternate route a little bit farther south, but it stayed away from for the people in the Cokeville area, what was known as the northern route. And so that's progressing ahead right now. We will get another, people will be able to read about it when they come. They usually give us another update, I believe, in about a month and a half. They'll be in our meetings giving us an update on it. But the Gateway West Power Project will be coming through, like I say, but they'll be going to public meetings and what they call scoping on that, hopefully this summer, unless they've changed that timetable when they come in.
Okay.
So we're anticipating that. Okay.
All right. Perfect. Also, another item that's been talked about near Cokeville, south of Cokeville, was a potential solar plant farm that was maybe going in. What's the latest there? Is that still progressing?
Right now, as far as I know, it's on hold. We do not really know. It'd be in what they call the due diligence phase of negotiations on how they finish up those products. And I'm assuming there's something hanging that up. Permitting due diligence. The diligence gets into how they deal with private property owners and different things. And of course, we're not part of that. It has also changed ownership more than once, which kicks in the business aspect of due diligence. And so we're sitting back and waiting and watching on it right at the moment, I guess is the best way to put that. We have not seen a final on it when it would start. And so, but it's still on the table in permitting wise and stuff like that. And with the subsidies that attach to these things, fairly sure it will be going because we are getting bombarded with other locations in Buck County requesting information about wind farms and solar farms. So we're very real in the landscape of what we deal with. And we're watching it very, very closely for the impacts that it would mean to this county.
Lincoln County Commissioner Kent Conley on the weekday wake up this morning. Commissioner, what else is happening inside the county that has your attention?
Right now, we're still working with the mine on the moving of the road and how we work with YDOT on that. We've got about three or four projects. The strawberry one is very much on our plate. The cost overruns in delivery cost and everything else on all these projects is hitting us extremely hard. I think the best description to give the taxpayers is that what it would have cost to do this 5 or 6 years ago, $1 then is $8 now, and that's the rise of inflation we're facing in trying to get, like I said, a strawberry realignment for safety done in through there, this mine project, so we can keep the mine going. And there's some safety aspects of it, of how it goes by there. And they've also been looking at redoing the port of entry entrance down in here. We've got quite a bit of transportation issues here in the southwest that we're taking a really hard look at and trying to keep up with. Our biggest push right now, keep a coal mine running, keep a power plant running, and 24/7 working on that. We've been going to Portland, Oregon, right to the corporate offices of Rocky Mountain Power, and having discussions on how we try to maintain a workforce. And that is our number one goal, maintaining a viable workforce in Lincoln County up and down. Even in our discussions we have with them, the workforce that comes in here associated with not only the old systems, there's a byline out there right now that keep your present systems running, and we're living by that. We want our present systems to survive what's going on, plus the Terra Power plant. We want a viable workforce for southwestern Wyoming and Lincoln County. We have people in Star Valley that commute down here. We've also got them commuting from different states in there. This is a big area for impact, and we're trying to wrap our arms around that, what that means for our economy. And our number one goal is to retain a workforce and build a workforce for our children in the future.
Absolutely. That's Commissioner Kent Conley this morning on the weekday wake up. You talk about keeping the coal mine and the power plant operational running, you mentioned moving the road, a big part of that. What else are being done specifically, Commissioner, to help with that process? Not moving the road, but keeping the coal mine and the power plant going.
We're out there trying to find out what the coal market looks like. We've made trips into Utah trying to understand what's going to happen with all these, because there's still the schedule that 2026, they'll convert the number one and two units to natural gas. And they're also converting Jim Bridger, which supplies power clear north up into Star Valley. Those plants, keeping them producing, will keep the grid on. That's what's critical right now. This plant out here outside of Kemmer looks like it's running full bore most of the time. And it is, because that's what it's taken to keep the grid alive and doing it. And so we're watching the markets for obvious reasons, for taxation reasons for us, but also for unemployment and everything else. So anything we can do to be an assistance to that, we need to be doing so that we can keep business viable. Like I said, the jobs are big. We're involved in a major transportation planning system right now that says we need to do a better job of busing people in and out of here. The Trona Fields and Sweetwater bus people all the time. And Jackson is always wanting their workforce to go north. We would like to be able to have the ability to say to a worker, no matter where they live in Lincoln County, they can come to one of these facilities in a major busing operation. And so that's a major transportation that ties to that highway systems. And that is a major group that we're involved with, that's been hosting regional meetings on how you better the transportation, improve road safety, improve the roads. We've got a lot of roads that need a lot of work in Lincoln County on the YDOT system.
That's Lincoln County Commissioner Kent Connolly this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Commissioner, as always, appreciate your time and the update. Anything else that you'd like to bring up today while we have you on the air?
Quick note on the Forest Revision Plan for the Bridger-Teton. They've initiated their meetings. We need the public out. We need their input when this is going on. We will be very much involved with that, right down the trails, to logging, to you name it on the Bridger-Teton, recreation in there. This is they're required by law to do this every 10 years. It hasn't been done for about 30 years. We need the public's input. We need to know what they want and how they want to do it. We have a collaborative going that we'd be working on the process. But the public's participation in these meetings means a lot to us as we write the comments going back and forth. We need their help. We need people at these meetings. Your voice will be heard, and we'll back it up. And that's kind of the part, and this gets even into this Rock Springs RMP, that we are challenging that. And with the group from the state, and so is the governor. There's a lot going on the federal level trying to deny access to public lands in all levels and all around. The Rock Springs RMP being the classic up front. And so the Bridger-Teton plan, what's the people of Lincoln County want the Bridger-Teton to look like so that they can recreate on it, use it, and be able to enjoy it, and be able to, for us, not to completely affect our lifestyle. Please do be involved with us. Comments to us, but when it's time to comment, please do it. The more single comments we get helps us defend the position of what we want for the people of Lincoln County.
As Commissioner Kent Connolly this morning, it's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI. Commissioner, as always, appreciate your time. Thank you very much.